WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Wayne Kramer's career has lasted for a sizable portion of rock and roll history. As a founding member of the 60s Detroit band The MC5, Kramer has always made raucous, often political rock, as both a guitarist and vocalist. The new solo album by the 50-something Kramer is called Adult World. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
It's got a great big sound. I play it really loud. I'll never turn it down. I got a great big amp.
The MC and the MC5 stood for Motor City, the Detroit where Wayne Kramer took the inspiration to make music that would shake people out of preconceived ways of thinking. In 1969, that meant an album called Kick Out the Jams, powered not only by Kramer's guitar, but by the radical politics of John Sinclair's White Panther Party, for whom the MC5 was sort of the house band. Sinclair liked to quote the surrealist André Breton's phrase, "Revolution is poetry." These days, Wayne Kramer is espousing a different kind of poetry.
Nelson Algren stopped by last week. Chicago City with the big shoulders, he said. Hog butcher to the world, I said. Gateway to the West, huh? No, kid, that's St. Louis, he corrected me. Home of the White Sox. Boss Daly runs things round here. House of Capone. Chicago, a city on the make. Nelson, you want a sandwich, a piece of fruit or something? Nah, kid. I gotta meet the dealer in a few. Plus, the punk has a poodle for the girlfriend. Cheap.
That cut, called Nelson Algren Stop By, is a bit of jazz poetry saluting not Detroit but Chicago, home of Algren, hipster author of The Man with the Golden Arm, among many other books. Kramer has remained true to his surrealist beginnings, though. Those lines have a nicely hallucinatory stream of consciousness, which I suspect was supplied in large part by Kramer's old pal and frequent collaborator in recent years, David Was of Was Not Was. Even when he chips away at a more conventional chunk of rock, like the album's title song, Adult World, Kramer maintains a free associating intensity.
She had a smile so big you could skywrite on it. He had a voice so deep it sounded like tires. She had hard sweatered breasts and maximum thighs. He drove with one hand on her hip bone. She says, "You can call me Aphrodite. Let me slip into my nighty." They were a skillful impersonation of success and living in an Addo world.
Over the course of this album, Wayne Kramer offers a song disguised as a love letter from Fidel Castro deep in the jungles of Cuban Revolution, another expressing sympathy for a teenage runaway, and some piffle about the slime that ate Cleveland. Then there's really solid, if perplexing, music like Brought a Knife to the Gunfight.
Brought a knife to the gunfight. Somehow it's not enough. Walk in with a swagger, but all I do is bluff. And inside a suit of armor, come up a little short. Bought myself a ticket, forgot my passport. Brought a knife to the gunfight, and I can't even up the score. I need a secret weapon. I need a little more.
When the MC5 broke up in the early 70s, lead singer Rob Tyner tried his hand at being a songwriter for hire and a photographer. Guitarist Fred Sonic Smith toured with Iggy Pop and then married Patti Smith, and they made beautiful music together until he died of heart failure in 1994. Wayne Kramer did time for drugs and launched the solo career that has persisted unto this album. It's a fine piece of work, one that kicks out the jams as well as anything he's done over three decades.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Adult World by Wayne Kramer.